signs. Reading again how the bees are dying. The seals are dying. The sharks are making their way up the western coast, losing their sense of smell. The days are getting warmer still. The Williston oil rigs bleeding their heat on the cool gray passage of clouds. Crickets are matching their whine to the drainpipe. Lightning bugs failing to reach the pulse, tracking the headlights of cars. Trump, corruption, 25 gone with a suicide bomb in Iraq. I part the blinds to let the morning light pour in. The wheezing brakes of rush hour traffic inching its way through the park. The hardest sheet of ice is melting. The gray wolf murdered again for the lacquered wood of the hunter's wall. The children of Flint, Michigan are dying. The people of Syria and Libya are dying, slaughtered by warlords or driven to various borders of heatstroke and sand. The stars are crossing the western plains on their oiled blades of grief. The eagle's wings are breaking thin, and the drone that will drop the next atomic bomb is being built in a warehouse in North Dakota. Where is the courage to say this prayer? I turn on the kettle to make my tea, stand in the window to look at the fog burn away from the Golden Gate Bridge. Earl Grey, Oolong, Lipton Black. I hear the whistle start to scream. I sweeten the water with honey.